Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Rob Prinzo is back. Rob is a friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the CEO of the Prinzo Group, which is an innovation firm that helps companies manage their projects in a way that makes sure that the project performs. And he's here to talk to us about that. He's got a seven-step process that you and I can follow that to make sure that we know when our projects, whatever it may be, from tiny ones to large ones, when they're heading in the right direction and when they're about to run off the rails. Rob Prinzo, welcome back to the show.
Great, Jim. Thanks. It's glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. You know, one of the things that this is a real good topic for us, Rob, for small business owners, Rob, because one of the problems we have is oftentimes we're the ones, as the CEO of the company, as the entrepreneur and the visionary of a business, the owner is typically the one that has to come up with the new direction, and you know, not that there's no help from the team, but you know how this works, and oftentimes because you're a small business, you don't have a lot of input from that many people, even if you want it. And sometimes there's a little bit of, you don't get as much feedback as you need. And mm-hmm. and then you throw in on top of that, Rob, the fact that most of us don't like to give up. It's right. Hard for us to say, this isn't working, I'm going to shut this down, put it to bed. It's really hard to do that. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, I agree that I can relate to that, as a small business owner as well. But, one of the things about, projects and having to do the work is a lot of times you're ingrained in that work and you don't see some of the warning signs that may be going on around you that, your project is off track a bit.
And it can actually be off track while you're loving it. You're thinking, man, this is genius. I love this. And you're heading in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
The truth is you're heading in the wrong direction. Go ahead.
That's right, and you need kind of some form of objectivity to help you stand in the situation and take a look at things, and to do that periodically throughout the project to make sure you are doing what you intended to do when you set out on that project. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we define our requirements up front, but then we get into the weeds of the project in the day to day, and we forget about those original reasons or why we made certain choices. So conducting periodic project health checkups allows you to kind of step back from that situation, and have a fresh perspective on the project and what's going wrong, or having, somebody come in to assess the situation using the seven-step process, which is pretty efficient, so you can do it pretty quickly and give you some honest feedback and help you, make corrections if they're necessary.
Before we talk about those, and we're going to get into them any second now, folks. Mm-hmm. Rob, before we talk about that, wouldn't it help? I was just thinking about this as you were talking. If we have this seven-step process and we're the ones who ask the question about the process, we're the one who's shining the light of one of these steps on our process, that I could imagine that we might filter it a little bit. We might skew the answer a little bit, or even may ease up on the question. What if we said, okay, what if my mother were asking this question, mm-hmm. or what if my ninth grade science teacher, my 11th grade chemistry teacher, sort of put the words in their mouth and have imagine that they're looking at you and they're saying, okay, now, Rob, what about this? What if you sort of gave the question a persona like that? Would that help?
Well, I think it would have to. And I think you have to, if it is in the situation where you're kind of doing a self-diagnosis, you need to look at it, pull yourself back. There's that, what's the saying about rose-colored glasses. You're going to look through, right. You're going to look at this project, and see what you want to see. And a lot of times that's the problem if you're too ingrained in it. So you need that objectivity, whether you can ask that question from a different perspective,
right.
Have somebody else come in and ask you these questions, and answer them objectively. And that's, part of the issue is you have to be, honest in your answers. And,
right.
and the fact that you may have gone off track a bit isn't necessarily, that happens all the time. But the important thing is to recognize that in an appropriate amount of time so that you don't waste more time and money
mm-hmm.
And eventually, don't accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Well, before you can ask the questions, you got to know when to ask the questions. And you've got six steps that you recommend that people use to ask those questions of. And the first one is during the strategy phase, then the acquisition phase, and then the planning phase. Now, how are those different?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the strategy is when you're sitting down and saying, okay, what am I trying to accomplish here? And that usually begins with some sort of needs assessment.
Yeah.
What's the business problem you're trying to solve?
Right.
And then you put together your funding and what's my ROI? And then at some point in time, if it is a committee situation or where maybe you have somebody in your organization, they're going to come to you for approval. So, before you actually, approve the project and commit funds to it, that's when you really want to conduct that first assessment.
So would it be safe to say you've got here, the strategy phase, acquisition mm-hmm. phase, planning phase, the design phase, the development phase, and the testing and the execution. So whenever you've come to some conclusions, whatever you're calling it, whenever you've acquired enough information that you think it's about time to make the next step, that's a good time to apply your assessment, right?
Exactly, because a lot, project phases are sequential, so you usually close out one phase and begin the next phase. And each sequential phase usually ends with some sort of commitment to the next.
And do you literally look at that from the standpoint of this is going to be what I determine from this assessment is going to be whether we go or no go. Literally, I could shut this down at this phase.
Yes, if your project doesn't make sense and if you don't have the business case for it, then maybe you need to reassess and regroup.
This is a great way, folks, not to spend too much money on something that was never going to work. Not to wait too long to find out that you've been fooling yourself all along about a project or even about your own business. So I recommend that you consider these ideas for Rob's. And when we come back, we're going to talk about those seven steps that you apply to each one of these decisions that you're making in these projects. 20 after, Rob Prinzo is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.